idea. He must have got something broke at work. My thought on these niche cars, Sean, is that, yes, they are. Most of them are really, really good. They are very niche. It limits you to where you can take them and get them repaired properly. You know, things like we have a Subaru, very limited where we can take it. It's a good car, everything else like that. But, you know, long-term, if you're looking for a car that, you know, long-term cost of ownership isn't going to bury you, I'm a big fan of sticking with something that is very popular. You know, the pickup trucks, like what Dakota drives around, you know, ran probably a bigger profile, the Ford Escape, you know, things like that. Because, you know, when you have a car that they make millions and millions of them, aftermarket parts are available. Standard Joe's Garage can fix them. You know, everybody knows what's wrong with them. A lot of aftermarket parts are made for them. So, you know, like for the Jeep, the little Jeep, they have a problem with the oil filter housing. You know, and it's a big problem, but you could take it anywhere and you could get the oil filter housing from AutoZone. So, you know, if you can stick to that, you know, but a lot of those niche cars, they are cool. They're super powerful. They're super, have a lot of really cool features on them, but you handcuff yourself with repairs. But as far as the quality of the car goes, you know, it is pretty good. Let's see, RCY, go ahead.